A new study shows that certain treatments after breast cancer surgery can cut some women's risk of dying of that disease in half. The treatments are chemotherapy and hormone therapy, but the benefits of these therapies are not apparent right away. The study found that the big difference in survival rates came 15 years after treatment. Sarah Darby of Oxford University led the study, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's been a lot of research on breast cancer. What makes this particular study different?
Well, we've known for a while that both chemotherapy and hormonal therapy are effective in reducing the risk of breast cancer. But what hasn't been appreciated is that the reduction in risk carries on for such a long time. So it had been thought initially that the main benefit was seen at 5 years. Then when the studies carried on for a little bit longer, it was then realized that there was more benefit at 10 years. And now, lo and behold, after 15 years of follow-up, we see that the benefit is even bigger now than at earlier periods. And that's really encouraging news for women with breast cancer.
How could you have so much dramatic difference so many years after the treatment itself has ended?
Biological theories as to what's going on, and the bottom line is we don't really know. But one possibility would be to look at it like this. Breast cancer is a very slowly developing disease. So if you wipe out all the breast cancer cells in the body now, that alters things not only in 5 years' time, but in 10 years' time and in 15 years' time.
Oh, so you might have had a problem that you didn't even know about.
Surgery and radiotherapy, breast cancer cells may remain undetected in other parts of the body. And it may be that the late recurrences and deaths that you get from breast cancer are from those undetected cells developing. So it may be just that these drugs wipe them out at that stage. Another possibility is that the drugs reduce the rate at which breast cancer cells grow. And in that way, that will affect things all the way down the line.
Sarah Darby, many people, of course, have had breast cancer or know someone who's had breast cancer. What should people do with this information?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to be very much aware that the earlier a breast cancer is diagnosed, the better the prospects. So women should be encouraged to go and see their doctors if there's any change in their breast. They should be encouraged to participate in screening programs. Then if they are unlucky enough to be diagnosed with breast cancer, they shouldn't give up hope. In many cases, the disease is diagnosed early and can be successfully treated with surgery, usually with radiotherapy as well. Now, what our study shows is over and above that treatment, drug therapy can often be helpful. Chemotherapy, that's therapy that involves a cocktail of drugs to kill the cancer cells, is effective in both younger and older women, and it seems to be effective regardless of the type of tumor the woman has. So.
Now, just very briefly here, your study goes over a number of different treatments but does not capture results from some of the newer drugs for breast cancer. Are there even better drugs out there?
Well, there are certainly newer drugs out there, and there's every hope that they may be somewhat better. But there's hope for women with breast cancer now receiving the standard drugs that are available throughout the U.S. today, in that those drugs, we now know, are very effective.
Sarah Darby of Oxford in England, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Her study will be published tomorrow in The Lancet, a British medical journal.